Let us pray. The Lord Most High, we beseech you this morning that you open our hearts to see your word. Speak to us, even from your throne, and let our hearts comprehend your message this morning. Use your servant in a way that is very unusual to the glory of your name today.
Amen.
Break every yoke.
Amen.
Destroy every bondage.
Amen.
Set free the bound.
Amen.
And loose the captive.
Amen.
Let there be deliverances.
Amen.
And let there be healing.
Amen.
Remove every fear from the heart of the people.
Amen.
As they hear this message today.
Amen.
Thank you, blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Church, please be seated. The topic we are considering this morning says the great separation. The great separation. Each time I look at this topic, I see something telling me that there are separations and there are separations. But different separations, as we have them, but there is only one that is a great separation. A great separation. So, if we look at the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, as Matthew recorded it, I will take my text from verse 30 of chapter 13. Matthew 13, verse 30. The Bible says, as Jesus was talking over there, let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. The great separation. This is one of the parables that Jesus said. It is titled The Parables of the Wheat and the Tares. It's another parable he put forth even to describe the various happening that we are going to witness in the kingdom of heaven. And that was why Jesus started by saying the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man who sowed good seed in his field. What did he sow in his field? Good seed. That same man has an intention to sow seed in his field. He did not sow corruptible seed. He did not sow bad seed. He did not sow seed that have problems or issues. He sowed what? The good seed. After doing this, the Bible says, while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Majorly, all the things God has deposited in our lives are good. And that was why in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, the Bible says, After everything that God has created, God saw that everything was good. There was no blemish, no impediment, which means in today's world, as we see good, we see evil. The evil that was planted, that we see in the good of today's world, was planted by the enemy. And the Bible says it was possible for the enemy to get this done because men were sleeping. Men slacked. Men did not take charge. Men did not exercise their authority as being given by the Lord. And that was why it was possible for the enemy to sow tares even into the field that is full of good seed. I don't know in what areas by your slackness that you have allowed the enemy to sow tares into your good life. I want to assure you today, because you are under the sound of my voice, by reason of the anointing, every tares that have been sowed into your life, today, the heavens will uproot them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Today, those tares will be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, the intention of the man was to sow good seed in his field. And if I will say it, I will say that that man is God, who planted and made heaven and earth. After finishing everything about creation, he said everything was what? Was good. But after the creation, that everything was good, Satan came softly, started with Eve and Adam and generations that followed them. And he began to sow tears into everything that God has put in place. People of God, Jesus was speaking in this place, making the people to realize that, look, this is how the kingdom of God, of heaven, is. So when you look at it, the central message of this parable is that the consummated kingdom of God will be different from the present kingdom in reign. Will be different from the present kingdom reign. In that the consummated kingdom will be in a perfected environment of only sons of the kingdom. If we are talking about the consummated kingdom, not the one we have here. Because the consummated kingdom will be the only one that will be full of the sons of God. No wonder Jesus was telling them, leave them. Because the problem that was faced with the people then was, look at the tears in this good field. What do we do? How do we deal with these tears? It became a problem. I will tell you very shortly why it became a problem. Because Jesus knew if they make attempts to take care of the tears at that point, there is possibility of uprooting the weeds. He now told them, leave them together. Let them grow together. How many years is evil thriving in the land? How many years is evil thriving in the world? He said, let them grow together till the time of harvest, which is rapture. Say then, you will first of all bind the tares and gather them and burn them by fire. Then afterwards, you will gather the wheat into my barn. The barn that Jesus was referring to in that parable is the consummated kingdom of God that is going to be full of the sons of God. But in the present world we are today, the children of God, the kingdom of this, the sons of the kingdom, and the sons of the evil, they live together in this present world. Even though we are representing the kingdom of God here on earth, but it's not yet a consummated kingdom of God. Until there is a total and great separation, we are still waiting for that time, people of God. And that is why we still need to sit on guard. We need to sit at attention. We need to get ourselves prepared for the coming of the Lord, for the rapture. Because if anybody misses the rapture, the person has become a dead. The person will be gathered together into the lake of fire. But if you make heaven, if you make rapture, let me tell you, you are already gathered into the band of the kingdom. You are already the son of the kingdom, and you will dwell in the consummated kingdom of God. Now, in Palestine, tears look exactly alike, like the wheat. So when you plant the wheat and the tears is found on the same field, it is difficult to really identify which one is tear, which one is wheat, especially when they are growing up. The only time you can differentiate is when they are beginning to produce fruit, the seed. So you can now see, oh, this is wheat. This is tares. No wonder the Bible says, by their fruit, you will do what? You will know them. You know the kingdom, you know the children of the kingdom of God by their fruit. You know the children of the kingdom of evil by their fruit. By whatever they do, whatever they manifest, you know them the way they dress, you know them the way they speak. You know them the way they comport themselves in the society. By their fruit, you will know them. By their fruit, you will know the children of the kingdom of God. And Jesus said, look, it's difficult to identify this thing because they are just growing together. No fruit yet. Let's wait until they begin to produce fruit. Then we will know which one is which. What is your fruit, people of God? Is it a fruit unto righteousness? Or a fruit unto unrighteousness? No wonder the Bible talks about it in Galatians. When it talks about the fruit of the Spirit, it mentioned about 9 of them. You know them already. People of God, we need to live our life to manifest the fruit of the kingdom of God. If every day of your life you live to manifest the fruit of the kingdom of evil, you are not part of the kingdom of God. Jesus said it's difficult to identify them now. Let's leave them. Let them grow together to the time of harvest. Then we'll be able to identify tares by his fruit. We identify wheat by his fruit. At that point, there is no way you can gather wheat with tares. And there is no way you can gather tares with wheat. He said, you will first of all buy the tares and gather the wheat into my barn. Listen to me. Jesus was talking in this place, pointing to the future. Therefore, the question of separation, or relative purity in conduct or doctrine among the disciples and the church, is answered by Jesus' directives. This is not to be done by the disciples, nor by the church, but it ultimately be done by God's angels. The great separation we are talking about is the one that will be done by God's angels, not to be done by the church. Because even in the church, you see evil and good living together. You see children of evil coming to join the children of the kingdom of God. Even to say they are lifting up holy hands. As many hands that were lifted up in the church. Oh, God knows those ones that were holy. He knows those ones that were not. He said, leave them. Let them grow together. My angels will do the great separation. They will do the what? The great separation. Listen to me. What kind of life do you live? What kind of life do you live? Do you live a life the way the world live? Do you speak the way the world speak? Do you dress the way the world dress? Let me tell you, if you do anything in the way of the world, you are of the kingdom of evil. And such a person, unless repented, cannot be gathered into the band of the kingdom of God. Therefore, I am appealing to you here this morning, and those of you that will be hearing the voice of this message, either on the internet, or on the CD, or whatever means, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, because very soon there is going to be the great separation. Repent, because the angels of God are already holding the trumpet to blow it. Repent, because heaven is real and hell is real. Repent, because after the separation, there is no longer any time for any repentance. It is my prayer that the Lord of heaven will give you a conviction to repent.
Amen.
And that after you repent, you will live a holy life that is worthy of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father Lord, we pray for as many that have listened to this message today, that have taken a decision to repent. May you grant them forgiveness of their sins.
Amen.
May you save them from the destruction.
Amen.
That is coming by reason of the great separation.
Amen.
And Lord, we pray, as many that have been marked to be part of the kingdom of God, may they not lose their portion in the kingdom.
Amen.
Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.